Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What is up, everybody? I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, 2020 didn't go as planned for any of us. And it didn't go as planned for Patriots quarterback Cam Newton on the field. New England went 7-9 and missed the playoffs for the first time since the 2008 season. Cam finishing with career lows in passing touchdowns and passing yards per game. And during a visit to the I Am Athlete podcast, listen to this. Newton was asked if he's open to another year with Belichick and company.
The Patriot way, like I said, it's mental stamina. Like, it's hard to explain, but that's the word. That's the definition. You have to have the same amount, as much energy as you have for the first day of pads as the last day of pads.
Right, right.
And you're going to practice.
Right.
You got to be mentally tough. You got to be physically tough. Right? And that's what it is. You can't blink.
They said your arm strength isn't what it's supposed
to be. And retirement is not off the table.
Retirement isn't off the table. So I'm asking you right here, right now, on I'm Athlete. Let us hear it, but the people going to hear it too.
Hell.
I already know.
No. I can't go out like that.
No timetable.
No, I can't go. I can't go out like that.
Till the wheels fall off.
No, it's not even till the wheels fall off. I can't go out like that.
No, you can't, Cam. Well, Indianapolis is going to have a new starting quarterback once the 2021 season kicks off. Last year's starter, Philip Rivers, retiring, so the team is expected to complete a trade to acquire Philly's Carson Wentz once the new league year starts March 17th. Now, Carson wore jersey number 11 during his time as an Eagle. Colts wideout Michael Pittman, who wore that same number his rookie year in Indy, joined our virtual breakfast table on Good Morning Football. So, of course, our guy, M-Rob, Michael Robinson, asked, what about that jersey number situation?
Have you discussed switching the numbers with Carson Wentz? What was that conversation all about?
Yeah. So he actually texted me about 2 hours after the news broke, and he just asked me how I felt about it, and I told him that I was going to stay. And he said that that was cool and that he would switch numbers, and it was that easy. I mean, he was just a chill guy about it, so that was awesome.
Yeah, he's not giving that up. Nope. Well, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Wentz's former teammate, Alshon Jeffrey, will be released when the new league year starts next month. This comes after Philly announced the release of veteran wideout DeSean Jackson. No receivers on the current Eagles roster has more than 2 years' experience. A lot of change in Philly, potentially a lot of change in Green Bay. The Packers have a number of key free agents they have to make decisions on next month. Included in that group are running backs Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. Williams ran for 505 yards with a couple of rushing touchdowns in 2020, and was asked if he wants to stay in Green Bay.
I really love to just be a Packer all my life if I could. You know what I mean? They gave me my first shot. I love Green Bay. It's just a great place to be. But, you know, things happen. If things don't happen, then I'm just ready to take my shot into the free agency and show my skills to any team that's willing to take that chance on me, because I'm just ready to go, man. I'm just ready to play, have fun, be myself. You know, and just bring that spark to any team that's willing to give me that shot.
Yeah, he's ready for it. Elsewhere, Jacksonville plans on declining the option on tight end Tyler Eifert. Ian says the Jaguars tight end was set to earn a little under $5 million in 2021, but now becomes a free agent. Steelers star defensive lineman Cam Hayward has agreed to a contract restructure, which creates $7 million in cap room for Pittsburgh. And speaking of the Steel City, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin was diagnosed with COVID-19 and is currently away from the team facility, this according to Ian. Tomlin releasing a statement saying he's had mild symptoms and is thankful he's in good health. Well, for unfiltered and enlightening convos that intersect sports and society, make sure to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with my guys, Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. You will not regret it. Great conversations each and every time. Well, those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Have a great day, everybody.